Thank you, everyone, for clicking on the Learn How Now tab on how to be productive in pockets of your life. So my name is Dawn Ferrantino, and I thank you so much for coming to my website. And I'm going to share some amazing tips with you that have helped me become a multiple six-figure income earner within 15-minute increments within the pockets of my life. So when I first got started in my network marketing business, I was extremely busy. I had two jobs, a full-time job and a part-time job, and really didn't know how I was going to make ends meet. So when I decided to embrace an opportunity to be able to create additional income, I had to figure out a way to be able to do this within the pockets of my life. I wound up building my business within 15-minute increments, and this recording is to give you some amazing tips on how you can take anything in your life to the next level by simply giving 15-minute increments to it. So I ask you to answer this question. How much TV do you watch a day? How much TV do you watch a week? Is the TV of value to you? Does the TV pay you? Are you learning on the TV for what it is that you're looking to create? Is it improving your mindset? So if you've answered no to even just one, two, or three of those questions, then you want to cut down on the amount of TV that you watch. So being able to eliminate, even if it's just a short 30 minutes a day of TV, that will give you enough hours in the week to be able to achieve anything you're looking to achieve. And that may be just something as simple as cleaning your house, maybe paying your bills. Maybe it's doing that one project that you've been putting off for so long because you haven't had the time to do it. So I ask you, again, to ask yourselves, how much TV are you watching in a day, and how much TV are you watching in a week? And by simply cutting out a half an hour a day, you can gain hours in the end of the week. Another tip that has helped me create the income that I'm achieving, as well as create the mindset that I currently have on knowing that I can be and can do all that I achieve to do, and I can be all that I want to be, is by listening to motivational CDs and podcast in my car. So let's go back to the question again. How often are you in your car? Do you drive back and forth to work? What is it that you're listening to in the car? Are you listening to music? Maybe you're listening to the news. Or are you listening to something motivational and something inspirational that will take your mindset to a whole new level? Are you trying to achieve another business and you're trying to fit it in within the pockets of your life? Ask yourself, how long does it take me to get to work? 30 minutes? 60 minutes? 15 minutes? If it takes you 15 minutes to get to work, what can you truly achieve in 15 minutes worth of time? You'd be surprised how effective you can be with minimal time when you put your focus on it. Let me go through another question on some of the tips that have helped me achieve the status, the rank, and the success that I currently have. What do you do when you are maybe cleaning your house, doing laundry, putting your groceries away, cooking dinner? So I ask you to ask yourself, what are you doing during that time? And maybe at that time you play something through a CD player, you play a motivational track, you listen to a podcast, maybe you download Audible so you can listen to an audio of your favorite book. But again, instead of using the excuses, because we all know that they are just simply excuses, that there's not enough time in the day, learn how to manage your time differently. And the best recommendation that I can give you to learning how to manage your time is by simply figuring out how much time you truly do have in the day. So what I recommend that you do is you go through your time, you get out a planner or a calendar, and you allocate your time accordingly into your planner that are non-negotiable items. So let's take, for example, a 24-hour day. So we all have 24 hours in a day, same amount of time for each and every single person. And let's say that we sleep 8 hours a day. Now, technically, we know that 6 hours is really all that's required, but I will give you the benefit of the doubt and say 8 hours. That's leaving us with 16 hours left in the day. If you commute back and forth to work and it takes you possibly a half an hour, we'll even round it up to an hour. And that's an hour each way, which is 2 hours of driving. It's going to bring you down to 14 hours a day. That's left over. Now, how often do most people work? About 8 hours, maybe nine with a lunch. So let's just even say that people work 9 hours a day. So if you're working 9 hours a day, it's leaving you with 5 hours left in the day. When you get home, maybe you want to spend some time with your family, dinner, bath time if you have young children, or maybe it's just family fun night where you're sitting around the table and you're playing games. So I'll even give you 2 hours of dinner and an hour of playtime with the family. So if we take that down, we're down to 3 hours left in the day. So taking out your work schedule, which is 9 hours, commuting time back and forth to work, which is possibly 2, 8 hours of sleeping, and we know that we're rounding these numbers up, and 2 hours of dinner and an hour of playtime at the end of the night to be with your family, leaves you with 3 hours left in the day. So when people have asked me how I became so successful so quickly, when I was an extremely, extremely overstressed accountant working numerous hours during the week, I actually put it on paper and realized that I actually do have time left at the end of the day. So whether it's 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours or even if it's 15 minutes, it's what you do with that excess time that allows you to be successful. So I challenge you this week, today, this month, to get out your planner. Go through your day, put in your non-negotiables, meaning your work, maybe church, maybe the gym. What are your non-negotiables that you are just not willing to give up? And then block off your time that you normally sleep. Is it 11 at night to 6 in the morning? Or is it maybe 8 hours, 6 hours, 5 hours, whatever your normal sleep pattern is, put it in your planner. Don't forget to give yourself some time for dinner and make sure that you put some playtime in there with your family. And I can guarantee you that when you are done and you come down to the end of your planner, you will see all these little pockets of time that are remaining. So there's one pocket of time I didn't talk about yet, and I think it's extremely important, especially for those that do work full-time, who think they have no time. What are you doing on your lunch hour? Maybe it's just a lunch break where you're getting only 30 minutes. But what are you doing during that time? Are you just eating your lunch in the cafeteria with the rest of your coworkers? Maybe you decided on a nice day to go for a walk around the building. But again, if you say you have no time, maybe you need to take those 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or even 60 minutes of your lunchtime and utilize that for completing a task that you said you can't complete because of your busyness. So what you want to do is lay down on a piece of paper everything that you're looking to achieve and put a time amount on it. Will this take me an hour of my life? Will this take me 5 weeks of my life? How much time is this going to take me to do? And put it down on paper so it's visual. And then I encourage you to go through your calendar and go through your planner and find the pockets of time that you have. Because we all have the same amount of time in a day. We all have the same amount of days in a week. We all have the same amount of weeks in a month. And we all have the same amount of months in the year. It's what we do with this time that makes some people more effective and productive than others. So again, I thank you so much for logging into my website and downloading this audio for you. I encourage you again to take a look at the time that you are wasting and where you can borrow from and how you can eliminate just a few things and modify a few items to be able to be on the right track for success in whatever you choose to do in life. Once again, my name is Dawn Ferrantino, and it has been an absolute honor to have you listen to this audio. I look forward to connecting with you, and please Have an outstanding day.